Docked up at Silver Bay is Larry Christensen and his crew on the Lyra. They're fixing a head gasket, but will be out on the water again soon enough. This record-breaking season has served Christensen well, but he says the limits have been a damper.
I personally have driven through and away more fish than I've ever seen in my life during a legal fishing opener. And that hurts. So there's still things that we need to figure out how we can utilize these fish better.
And when Christensen is not behind the wheel of the Lyra, that's exactly what he's doing on the board of the BBRSDA. He serves on the marketing and finance committees, and for the past 3.5 years, he's helped with this idea of branding Bristol Bay. So rather than retail Alaskan sockeye in the stores, his goal is for a clear distinction of Bristol Bay sockeye salmon.
There's so much of the marketplace that doesn't even know who we are. What I like to say is they don't know that they want our fish yet, because they're going to find them eventually when we get to it, and then we just have to keep that quality up, and we'll have those repeat customers. Because we, after all, do have a limited supply, and as you increase demand, then the value of that product will go up, and that's our job. That's my job.
And as a fisherman, Christensen says he realizes prices need to go up, but not just for the fleet, but for processors and retailers too. And that's all just part of the branding Bristol Bay, as well as sockeye in these high-dollar retail stores.
My job's really not done until we get an ex-vessel price pushing, you know, in the $2 to $3 a pound range. And I don't think that's crazy. I think the marketplace supports it. It's just a matter of developing those markets. When I see halibut in the same case selling for $26 a pound and I see sockeye selling for $10 a pound, I think there's something drastically wrong, because sockeye is a much better fish than the halibut. And so that is all about marketing.
Christensen says he thinks these changes will really take a foothold in 10 years. But in order to get better prices, quality is a concern too. Christensen is a big advocate for icing and RSWs. He'd like to see 100% of the Bristol Bay fleet chilled, and in 20 years, maybe even 100% with RSWs.
I was just talking to somebody earlier today and saying about how, well, 50% of the guys really care, 25% are trying hard, and then there's still a percentage that could really work on it, right? And so that's part of our job on BBRSDA, is to make sure that everybody understands the importance of genuine quality, not just perceived quality.
With a run like this year, Christensen says it's tricky to chill the fish, even with an RSW. The fish is being transferred so quickly that logistically they can't be chilled until they're on the tender. He says even though on paper the fish aren't chilled, the turnover is so quick they're just as fresh.
You know, it's not always a reality, because you can't get these fish cold when you take a big catch on board, you know, like we've experienced, where all of a sudden you bring 10,000 pounds of fish on board and they're 50 some degrees and the period's about over and you got to go deliver, and it's like you haven't even chilled them down yet. You know, our system won't chill them.
In the heat of the moment, Christensen says it's easy to get caught up in numbers. How many pounds of fish, what the prices are, when the next opener is. He says it's important not to lose sight of the natural phenomenon Bristol Bay provides.
In this healthy environment, we get to harvest roughly 75% of the resource. And that escaping 25% regenerates an entire whole full 100%. There's nothing else on this planet that does that, that regenerates that fast and that healthy and a protein source. So it's a lot more than just making money and catching fish. You know, it's feeding people, taking care of people. One of the most amazing things on this planet.
So for now, Christensen will head back out on the Lyra to finish out the season. When he's done, he'll put his BBRSDA hat back on. His goal for the next season is to have more boats with RSWs and to continue with the overall branding of Bristol Bay sockeye salmon. Reporting in Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.